outlaw. Al Jennings was a buckaroo. He worked the long cattle drives from Texas to the railroad towns in Kansas and Missouri until the day a lawman killed his brother. After that, he embarked on a career of holding up stages and robbing trains. Mrs. Durkee, a homesteader on the plains, recalled her meeting with the notorious Al Jennings.
It was a hot summer day, the heat shimmering in waves when I first spotted him a long way out, him afoot, making his way toward our cabin. My husband was gone, away to town, getting supplies, and I was alone with two small children, one a babe in my arms. I could only speculate about the circumstances that would cause a man to be afoot in this land of great distances. At last the traveler arrived and stood in the shade of the porch. He was a tall man, slender, with a kindly expression in his eyes. He told me,
"Ma'am, I need to borrow a horse. I'll take good care of him, not ride him too hard or too far, and I'll send him back to you safe and sound."
As payment, he offered to leave his gold watch with me. We only had one saddle horse, but I could not refuse a man in such desperate straits. After he departed, I looked at the watch and noticed the name A.J. Jennings engraved on the back of the case. It gave me a start to discover the stranger was a wanted criminal. The following morning, a settler who lived west of us returned our horse, and the day after that, my husband arrived home. He had ridden as fast as he could because he was concerned about me. He said that a train was robbed near Dodge City, and the sheriff believed A.J. Jennings and his gang were responsible and headed in this direction.
The legend has it that Al Jennings kept running until he reached a place where no one knew him. It is said that he changed his ways and became a successful evangelist out in the Northwest.